is the Lord Jesus, Sister Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
Questions about loved ones that are lost and what you need to do about that. Well, you know, it took me a long time to learn why in the world you could walk up to anyone. You take a brother or a sister, you find somebody on the street, or you meet them and you've never seen them before, and you walk up and say, "Ma'am, I want you to know that Jesus Christ loves you. He died on the cross to pay the price for you so you could have a wonderful life here on earth, and you could go to heaven when you die." And she says, "I'm not interested." How many of you ever had people say that to you?
Yeah.
Every one of us have, haven't we? You know, I used to think, why in the world? What in the world are these people thinking about? I mean, don't you realize that? I mean, I for many, many years, I didn't have a clue that I had eternal life now. I didn't realize I had power over the devil now. I didn't know I was supposed to be reigning and ruling with God now on the earth. I thought that was all going to be future tense. I didn't realize that He healed me on the cross 2,000 years ago and that I could walk in divine health now. I thought I'd have no sickness and disease when I got to heaven. But when I learned all these things, I began to understand a little bit of why people would not receive this magnificent gift. I walk up to you and I say, "Ma'am, did you know that Jesus has prepared a mansion for you in eternity that's got precious jewels for foundations?" Usually that'll get to any woman, you know it? You know, the foundations of her home is going to be precious jewels, and she'll give anything she has to wear one on her ear or around her neck or on her finger here on earth. But when she gets to heaven, not only is the foundations of her home going to be made out of all these magnificent gems, but the streets in front of her home are going to be paved with beautiful gold. You know, I mean, can you imagine anybody turning that down? No, I can't beyond my wildest dreams. And I would wonder, why is it, Lord? What is it? What is wrong when I tell people these magnificent things and they just say, "I'm not interested," and they walk off? I said, "Lord, there's got to be something wrong." So guess where you find all the answers to all of your problems? In the Word of God, the owner's manual. The owner's manual. So you take the owner's manual, and I go back to the owner's manual, and I said, "Lord, there's got to be something in this book." I said, "Lord, there's people out here that I've been praying and asking you to save for years, and nothing has happened." How many of you have ever done that? Every one of us. How many of you prayed like I did? "Lord, would you please save so-and-so, my aunt or my uncle or my wife or my child or my whatever? Would you please save them?" You know what He's telling you? "That's what I'm trying to do." And you say, "Lord, what do you mean you're trying to do this?" He said, "Well, first of all the answers are in my Word." You say, "Now, wait a minute, Lord. If you're trying to save them, why can't you?" And He tells you that I have limited myself on earth to you. I have given the church all power and authority on earth. I have saved you. I have healed you. I have delivered you. And I've given you everything you will ever need. When I said it is finished, I empowered you with everything you will ever need on the earth to reign and rule with me, to get your loved ones saved and everything. But all you're doing is asking me to do something I've already given you all the armament to do. And you think, "Lord, I don't understand this." I don't understand this. So you go back to the Word and you want to find out, well, Lord, another thing I don't understand. I don't understand why it took me 40 years to understand that you healed me on the cross. How could I read this book from the time I was a little tiny kid taken to church? How could I go to a church that never taught me these things? How come it took me so long to learn these things? The same enemy that was blinding the minds of people to the gospel of Christ is blinding your mind to healing. When you finally get a hold of the fact that Satan has truly been completely disarmed and stripped of all of his power and armament, and he has absolutely no power and authority over you as a daughter or a son of the King of the universe, not one bit of power does he have over you until you give it to him with your tongue. Satan has the power and ability to come inside of your physical body as a spirit being and put symptoms upon you. And I mean powerful symptoms. But that's all he can do. And he's going to wait to hear what you say with your mouth. Just like the little lady that came up here a while ago, something has happened to one of her children, the young one. And so she took him to the doctor, and the doctor diagnosed him with the beginning of autism. If she buys that lie, she will open the door with her tongue for the demonic spirit of autism to come into her child. And that child will receive that spirit of autism, and he will get worse and worse and worse in his life. And he will never be a useful individual on this earth because of a deceptive devil that lied through a doctor, because he put symptoms upon the child which they took him to the doctor, and now you're either going to believe what that doctor says or you're going to believe what the Word of God says.
Amen.
The devil is doing everything he's doing by deception. It took me a lifetime to learn these things. And it took me thousands of hours in God's Word to get hold of these things. But one day, I wondered why I could read God's Word and I could not remember it. I know none of y'all ever been there. I would read this book. I could take an owner's manual for a DC-8 as thick as the Bible, and I could sit there and read that book, and I could remember that book, and I could teach that book, and I could stand up before a bunch of engineers, and some guy asked me a question. He said, "What do I do if this particular thing happens?" I said, "Go to the emergency section, page 13, paragraph 3B. It's about two-thirds of the way down on the page, and this is what it says." And I could quote it to him. And then one day I got to thinking, "Lord, why is it so easy for me to remember and retain this book, but the Word of God, I can't seem to remember?" Then I learned the answer. And the answer was in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. I'm going to read this to you out of the Living Bible. There's many different translations of the Word of God. And the Living Bible has this scripture translated in such a tremendous, simple thing. Now, I know that some people say, "I don't like different translations," but if you read them all, you learn some good things. You have to back everything up with the original Hebrew and Greek. Because in the Greek, just like the Hebrew, but especially the Greek, when you convert it to English or translate it to English, the same word in the Greek will have a half a dozen different words in the English. And it makes it very difficult to get the full understanding without knowing what it says in the Greek. And when you learn that, then you even step into a new realm. But nothing's impossible. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I want to start out in verse 1. I'm going to start out in verse 1, and I want to read something to you in verse 1. It is God Himself in His mercy who has given us this wonderful work for telling His good news to others so we never give up. Now, of course, that's the first thing we do too often as Christians. We give up. Well, the first thing you need to know, you're in a war. You're fighting a war, or you're fighting a battle in this war that our King has already won the war. But we have to fight our own individual battles on earth for the souls of men and for the healing of our bodies, because the devil will come to you and attack you. He has no legal claim to you, none whatsoever. But I'm going to tell you, everybody that I know in church is just exactly like I was most of my life until I learned these things. Anytime a serious pain or symptom came upon me, the first thing I would do, I would turn over in the morning and say to my wife, "Honey, I'm sick. I feel terrible this morning." Yeah, I might have felt terrible. I might have had the symptoms. But when I learned that that devil had no legal right to me, when I learned that from that day forth, my tongue, I never claimed sickness again. I jumped on that devil like a duck jumping on a June bug when that duck is hungry. And I'm telling you, I'd gobble that devil up with the Word of God and kick him out, and then I'd get up and go do what I wanted to do. And when I learned that, I guarantee I have never been sick since I learned those things. I don't care what kind of symptoms the devil puts on me. When I learned that Jesus bore my pain, bore my sickness, and removed my disease on the cross, I am not going to confess anything but health and prosperity. I am never going to confess the things of the world. Because the minute you start confessing the things of the world, when your tongue speaks anything besides God's Word, it opens a door to a demon. That is the only way Satan can get legal claim to you, is with your tongue.
We'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we will continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.